This week, an unconventional new play called Well opened on Broadway to rave reviews. Written by and starring Lisa Krohn, Well is difficult to categorize. Is it a comedy about serious issues? Is it a solo performance with other actors? And can you really put on a play with your mother sitting on stage commenting on it? Jeff London reports.
There is no curtain. As the audience enters the Longacre Theater, it can clearly see the set for Well. Most of it is a spare black box, but in one corner there is a representation of a cluttered living room, and plopped right in the middle of it is an elderly woman in a house dress, asleep in a recliner. Then Lisa Krohn enters and lets the audience know she's planning to tackle some big themes.
That is my mother there in that Lazy Boy recliner, which is where she spends most of her time because she doesn't feel well enough to get up and do other things. But it's not about her. It's not about how she's been sick for years and years and years. And I was sick as well, but somehow I got better. It's not about how she was able to heal a neighborhood, but she's not able to heal herself. It's not about those things. But it does use those things as a vehicle for a multi-character theatrical exploration of issues of health and illness, both in an individual and in a community.
Oh, dear Lord!
Mom!
And once Lisa Krohn's mother, Anne, becomes part of the action, watch out. She turns the whole play, or theatrical exploration, completely on its ear, says director Lee Silverman.
The play that Lisa wants to do, this what we call the intended play, there are forces enacting upon it, like Lisa's mother and a character of Laurie Jones, who's Lisa's childhood bully. And what those two forces do is, in fact, act as a willfully destructive force against the play that Lisa's trying to do.
Burger.
The thing that Laurie's
How come you ain't got no bra on yet, huh?
I can't believe I'm getting beaten up in my own play! This is absurd!
Director Lee Silverman says the play only seems to fall apart.
The more the play unravels, the more it comes together. As the events of the play take course, you're both thinking, wow, what a mess, and oh, how amazing the way that the play is talking to itself and these themes are coming together.
Well is a theatrical mind-bender. The actors not only play different characters from Lisa Krohn's life, but they play themselves. And as the show progresses, they stage a coup d'etat, refusing to perform. Lisa Krohn has woven the play together from seemingly disparate aspects of her own experience, growing up in a racially integrated neighborhood in Lansing, Michigan, where her irresistibly charming mother was a community activist, and how that strength contrasts with her chronic health problems. Krohn also looks at her own struggles with illness.
I mean, I do like to take a lot of different strands that seem like they wouldn't go together and then figure out how to make them whole. It feels to me like that's reflective of life. And the logic of it, it's kind of a poetic logic in a certain way, even though the experience of the show is, you know, rollicking and fun, I think.
The neighborhood is integrated, but by demographic chance, my brother and I are the only white kids in our school. We're also the only Jews in our school. We're the only Jews in the whole neighborhood. We're the only Jews in our family, as a matter of fact, since my mother converted to marry my father, and my father left Germany by himself and doesn't have any relatives anymore, which makes us feel incredibly special. In spite of the assumption in the Midwest that although you might be a Jew, you're also still a Christian. Judaism, you know, is viewed in the Midwest as a kind of an accessory that you wear on top of your Christianity. In any case, it's a good thing to be different, my mother says.
And coming to grips with differences, the challenge of empathy, is one of Well's most important themes, says Lisa Krohn.
Other people are not you with their experience laid on top. And I think it's human nature to not be able to keep in your mind that other people don't necessarily have the same resources that you do, that they're not starting from the same place, that when you imagine what their life is, you actually have to imagine something completely different.
Late in the play, Anne Krohn has a monologue about how she spent the summer with an African-American friend when she was in college.
Yeah, you know, I think before I went to Baltimore, I somehow pictured that being black was just like being white, only you were also black. Isn't that funny? But through that experience of living there, I started to realize that you just don't imagine that anyone else's situation is very different from yours. Unless you've been in a situation where you're different yourself. And I think that was an amazing thing for a white girl who'd never had any experience outside of her own world.
Of course, the woman who delivers that monologue from The Lazy Boy isn't really Anne Crone. Actress Jane Houdyshell has been with Well for the last 5 years, through several workshops and productions, off-Broadway and in San Francisco.
I purposely did not have any contact with Anne for the first 2 years that I was working on the role, because I felt that it would be a disservice to her to do a direct imitation. And it wasn't until we were into the run at the Public Theater that Anne came to see the play. Her comment to me was, "Oh, good heavens, James, I sat out there and I watched you up there being me, and I thought, well, even I want to be Anne Crone."
Ultimately, all the characters on the stage are aspects of Lisa Crone's imagination and personal point of view. She says audiences sometimes have a hard time distancing the real Lisa Crone from the one she plays on stage.
I am the whole play, and I've had to segment myself off into a character that is somebody who simplifies, somebody who is petulant, somebody who is kind of blindly grasping for control. But the real me is the entire play, and it's funny how people don't, I mean, of course they don't get it, because we haven't set it up to do that, but in talkbacks, I had this woman say to me one time, "Lisa, I just really think you should listen to what Kay says in that speech." And I said, "Okay, I wrote what Kay says in the speech."
Well is currently playing an open-ended engagement at the Longacre Theater on Broadway. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
For a behind-scenes, fun, fully intended look at how well-developed, you can go to our website, npr.org.